American Weekend. America Weekend.
Carl, I saw something on the internet this past week or so, and I said, you know, I got to play part of that for Carl.
Uh-oh.
Because he's, I think he's, first of all, he's, well, I don't know if you're going to relate to it, because that would be the cruel thing to say. So anyway, this thing has gone viral, and it's, anyway, give a listen.
Well, my body could use a little slimming. I keep my shirt on when I go swimming. And I ain't seen my feet since 1984. The old lady wants a roll in the hay. We turn the lights down all the way. Cause I don't look good naked anymore. No, I don't look good naked anymore. I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before. If I keep on like I'm doing, I won't fit through the door, and I don't look good naked anymore.
All right, Carl, are you? Isn't, I mean, I love when
you're
I first heard this.
Me.
When I first heard this, I said, "Oh my gosh, what a it's a
I love
you
it.
Know, I've lost the name of the group. I'll try to think of it.
That's Country Pickin', boy.
Oh, but it's great. I mean, this,
I love it.
This song, and it you should see the video that goes with it. It's a very, very heavy set, folks. Pleasantly plump in some cases, and overly obese. In
overly
others.
Obese.
But I'll tell you, it truly was wonderful country picking.
You know something?
if not something else.
You know, I love it because it's real. And by the way, most of these people have skinny little kids. I can never figure that out. But yeah, I love it. I love the reality of it. And it's so real. It's so real. Oh, thank you, Roland. You will yeah. You will send me the video on that, won't you?
You know, yes, I all I could download was the audio.
Okay.
The video. I mean, I haven't learned how to do that yet. So maybe somebody out there will teach me. So
we're country picking here, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we have a couple of minutes, and I would like to get some of my thoughts in some quotes. And this relates to this kind of reality in life. And one of them reputedly comes from Christopher Columbus. We talked about this. And here's a quote for our thinking. You can never cross the ocean unless you have the courage to lose sight of the shore. I do love that.
That's profound.
It is very profound. It is not country picking, but it sure makes sense. And I like, is another one I like very much. I am only one, but I still am one. I cannot do everything, but still cannot do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do something that I cannot do.
That sounds like Churchill.
Helen Keller. Isn't that wonderful? Mm. I love it. In other words, essentially, I'm going to try whether I can do it or not. And the final one, which I like so much, everyone has inside of him or her a piece of good news. The news is that you don't know how great you can be, how much you can love, what you can accomplish.
Who's that?
Anne Frank.
Ah,
isn't that wonderful?
Anne Frank. You know, have you ever been? I've been to the Anne Frank home.
I have not
in,
been.
In Amsterdam.
I have not been.
Not too far from the North Church.
Yes.
And I remember staying in a little bed and breakfast, probably maybe two blocks from where she lived during the Second World War. And I could hear the North Church bells that would toll the hour. And I got thinking as I lay there trying to get to sleep, what she must have thought.
And she heard those same bells.
She heard the same bell. Nothing was changed. And when you go to see this house, there's a whole new realization of the sacrifice that the people made to have the Frank family there.
Extraordinary.
And the risk that they took. As so many who helped, so many Jews throughout Europe, both died as well as lived to tell about it.
What horrifies me, and always has, is, as you know, I'm a history buff, this came from civilized Europe.
Hmm.
The founders of a civilization as we know it at least one of those founders. And let's not forget the Arab world. Let's not forget the Chinese and Indian continent, of course. Mm-hmm. But as we know it in this country, founded was based on our European heritage. And look what was created. It's extraordinary when you think about it. But I want to close this segment with my first thought. The unknown reported to be Christopher Columbus. You can never cross the ocean unless you have the courage to lose sight of the shore.
And what I find amazing, Carl, is the fact that you and Christopher were buddies when you were children.
We knew each other well.
Played together on deck. And you're still around, and Chris is gone.
I miss him terribly. We played well.
Yes, indeed.
500 years after the fact, and we're back. Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith.
America Weekend. Think Green. Harrison with you. More confirmation that younger women who get radiation treatment following breast cancer surgery are significantly more likely to later develop cancer in the other breast. This has resurfaced. Radiation used to kill remaining cancer cells is at the same time introducing radiation to healthy breast tissue cells. Well, the study suggests that the risk of the other breast getting cancer among patients under the age of 45 has increased by 9% from this exposure, and more natural treatments are now being explored.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This tennis legend had a career singles record of 662 and 312. He finished his career with 34 titles and more than $19 million in prize money.
The youngest ever to win the championship of France, 17-year-old Michael Chang of the United States.
So where is Michael Chang now? Michael's deep Christian faith continues to shape his life. Religious messages are a part of the tennis clinics he runs in Southern California and Asia. He married another pro tennis player, Amber Liu, in 2008. And this past spring, Michael attended the White House Easter egg roll and even sat down to read a children's book to the kids.
Green frog, what do you see? I see a purple cat looking at me.
Looks like Michael's the new ace of story time. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.